This is JIS News. Coming up, 370 million allocated for public sector modernization, phase two of slum upgrading program launched, and police remove over 300 registration plates from defective vehicles. The news in detail after the break.
The National Parenting Support Commission, NPSC, invites you to its community forum on Thursday, February 26 at the Old Police Station, Maypen, Clarendon, starting at 2 p.m. Come join fellow parents, prospective parents and guardians, and hear experienced panelists discuss issues on the topic effective parenting through divorce or separation. Come with your questions and suggestions and get vital information as we continue to promote effective parenting in Jamaica. That's Thursday, February 26 at 2 p.m. at the Old Police Station, Maypen, Clarendon. Supported by the Citizen Security and Justice Program and Unite for Change.
Now the news. The government has allocated $370.2 million in the 2015-2016 estimate of expenditure towards the implementation of the Public Sector Transformation and Modernization Program. Anticipated targets for the 2015-2016 fiscal year include further implementation of the Application Management and Data Automation Software Amanda system in local authorities and referral agencies and automation of the Business Registration System and Training Program. Plans are also in place to strengthen the government's results-based management framework.
We are this year implementing the PSIP, which is the Public Sector Investment Program, which in effect will require all the capital projects to be properly vetted before implementation can start.
Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips. The Public Sector Transformation and Modernization Program is being implemented by the Office of the Cabinet, the Minister of Finance and Planning, Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Companies Office of Jamaica, and the Houses of Parliament. The government has received $125,000 to undertake the second phase of the Participatory Slum Upgrading Program, PSUP. PSUP is aimed at improving the living conditions of the urban poor in keeping with the Millennium Development Goals. The program is being implemented by the United Nations Human Settlement Program, UN Habitat, through funding from the European Commission. Phase 2 of the initiative was launched in Kingston last Friday. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, says the program will have a positive impact on Jamaicans and, by extension, the economy.
The program will further assist the country in playing its part in realizing the MDG goals, particularly goal number 7, target 11, which seeks to improve the lives of at least 100 million slum dwellers by 2020.
PSUP, launched in 2008, is being undertaken in three urban centers, Montego Bay St. James, Old Harbor Bay St. Catherine, and Maypen Clarendon. The Traffic and Highway Division of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, has removed over 300 registration plates from defective motor vehicles since the start of the year. This comes as the division intensifies its geographic support operation strategy aimed at reducing the number of road fatalities. Administration Officer at the Traffic and Highway Division of the JCF, Deputy Superintendent Gary McKenzie, says members of the division are working with the Island Traffic Authority to execute joint operations at strategic points across the island each week. Six operations have been executed since the start of the year in Westmoreland, Clarendon, St. Mary and St. Catherine. DSP McKenzie says special attention is being paid to motorcyclists.
There are many motorcyclists that do not have a driver's license to drive motorcycles. What they have is a provisional driver's license that they can get without learning to drive these motorcycles. So they learn on their own. And what we find is that some of them are actually driving for profit. They are employed to commercial entities as messengers. Some of them are being utilized as taxis.
The traffic division will also focus on vehicles that operate for profit, such as commercial carriers and public passenger vehicles. And Chief Executive Officer of the Child Development Agency, CDA, Rosalie Gage Gray, has charged the new members of the Children's Advisory Panel, CAP, to carry on the excellent work of their predecessors in advocating on behalf of Jamaican children. She issued the charge at a ceremony last Friday to welcome the new panel and express appreciation to the outgoing team. Launched in 2012, the 15-member panel provides child-friendly advice to the CDA's executive management team on existing and emerging policy issues as well as matters of concern affecting children. That was the JIS News. I'm Aurora Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.